We're learning about automated kiosks for blood alcohol tests here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer. Ken, thanks for being here. At least 8 counties across Wisconsin are using these automated kiosks to do breathalyzer tests. They're the devices that test exhaled breath to indicate the amount of alcohol in the body or the blood. And these kiosks allow people to take the test without a supervisor. Sawyer County started using the kiosk almost 2 months ago. About 2 dozen people currently use it. Do you support electronic breathalyzer tests, or should this be done by people, not machines? Do you trust the accuracy? What about privacy here? We're at 800-642-1234. Diane McNamer is criminal justice coordinator for Sawyer County. She oversees the automated kiosk for court-mandated alcohol screenings. Diane, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you having me.
So who is required to take regular blood alcohol level tests?
Well, our circuit court judge, based on the criminal complaint, will set a bond. And that bond, based on if it's an alcohol-based offense, such as someone charged with a possible OWI in the court, or maybe perhaps there is an alcohol-related offense that needs some monitoring, the judge will set that bond for either daily or random testing.
So are electronic tests, are they a reliable way to make sure people aren't reoffending, placing themselves and others, you know, at risk?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that the number one priority for anyone here in the system is community safety. And it's if you think about it, somewhat of a behavior modification. You have an individual that maybe is suffering with continuous use of alcohol. This may be in a way to test at a designated site. Most of them are located in a sheriff's department. So you come to the sheriff's department in that lobby. You submit your breath test. It is a calibrated breath test. It recalibrates after each test for each individual. And those results are sent electronically to myself or anyone else in who is using that kiosk to make sure that they have passed that test. So when someone is doing that, you're looking at almost trying to say, all right, you're having a charge. What are you going to do about it? The court can mandate the testing, but hopefully we're hoping that this would be a front-end opportunity for you to start seeking some counseling or other resources to avail yourself while your court case is pending.
So what does this kiosk look like? You know, we're stepping up to it now. What do we see?
When you step up to it, I would say it's approximately maybe 3.5 feet tall, maybe about 1.5 feet wide. It has a screen on that. And to get into the system, you actually do have to register with your name, a birth date, an actual identifying PIN number. And we walk you through that system. And the one unique identifying characteristic would be a fingerprint. And so after this initial registration, they're able to log in simply with that identifying fingerprint. There is a continuous camera that is capturing the test itself. That is a video camera that is running live for each test that also is able to be seen by myself or whoever is monitoring it. And it's quite secure in the sense that someone else isn't going to be able to do that test for yourself. You're able to watch and see it is the individual that you are requiring to test is testing.
So what about all this personal information, like the fingerprint? Is that all stored in this particular kiosk machine?
Well, actually, the data is encrypted and stored in a cloud. So that means that storing the programs over the internet instead of on a computer's hard drive, no data is stored locally on the kiosk. And the kiosks don't store that fingerprint information, but rather it's an alphanumeric key developed from the information entered.
Well, let's look at convenience here for a moment. If someone is convicted in a county that is farther away to drive to do their testing, can these kiosks accommodate for that?
Actually, they can. It's quite possible that if you were, say, living or working in another county and you needed the ability to test in another county, that information can be sent directly to the county that is requiring it. So it's a great opportunity for someone who is, again, working out of county to be able to do that quick and easy, and it doesn't demand that someone has to test or require jail staff to take away from some of their other duties to find the time to do that. Again, many jail staff are doing multiple jobs, such as booking and so forth. So it's a time and a personnel issue that really is a cost saving to everyone.
We're talking with Diane McNamer. She's the criminal justice coordinator in Sawyer County, and she oversees their automated kiosk that conducts breathalyzer tests for court-mandated alcohol screenings. Have you ever been convicted of an OWI? Are you required to take an alcohol screening test? Would you prefer to do this with a person or at an automated kiosk? Join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Diane, I understand you personally administer these tests at the sheriff's office in addition to overseeing the new kiosk. How is this electronic test different than doing a test in front of a person?
Well, one of the things that is most unique is that I feel that the time saving is wonderful, and you're able to work within a 24-hour clock. So if somebody is working a third shift, for example, and we have individuals here that do work at a plant, that many times they get off at 3 o'clock in the morning. Now, you work in a county facility that really is operating from 8 to 4. That's very difficult to basically have people have to test in when their, you know, time to sleep is happening. Plus, how can you also work with individuals that have maybe some other conflicts within their life? You're able to give them, say, a two-hour window within to test. It speeds up the opportunity to do that. And when you have other multiple demands upon your job, it's difficult to always be where you need to be to accommodate everyone on a daily basis. It's as a small rural county, we are faced with not only alcohol issues in our county, but like many counties across the United States and in Wisconsin, we have quite the a drug epidemic that's going on. We are certainly using a lot more resources toward that. So this kiosk is giving us the insurance of a certainty of reliability. Plus, we understand it's certainly not a solution, but it's a simple tool to hopefully keep people accountable and help people make some changes within their lives to understand that I need to set more of a new boundaries or new normal for myself. It's amazing to see how after a long period of time with individuals testing, they now do have a new normal. They understand that they have to be sober, and they are testing that day, and each day is a new day to keep walking that path of sobriety.
What happens if they test and that data shows that they do have a blood alcohol concentration that is not in normal range? Is the data immediate, or what happens next?
Well, the data is immediate, and then that is going to require then a follow-up on our end through law enforcement or another positive verifying test. We certainly are going to look at that as somewhat of a waving of a flag saying this could be an issue. Please verify this, and then we'll take other steps. We are certainly not going to look at this as the only method and the veracity of the test as being completely valid. We will take other steps to do so. But again, it's a helpmate, if you would, to individuals and to secure, the community's safety. If you think about it, people with this is a nonviolent offense, and we are struggling with managing our jail bed days far better to have somebody going back in and supporting their family, re-entering back into the workforce, and having those boundaries upon them as their case goes through the court system, with not having to have somebody sit in jail, lose possibly their job, and actually sometimes mixing a low-risk offender with high-risk offenders has far more undesirable consequences in the long run than someone might expect.
Diane, I understand about 24 people are using the kiosk right now in Sawyer County for their monitoring. So when you see on your video camera someone stepping up and using the kiosk, do you stop your work to monitor them doing this? Or, I mean, how much attention does a person have to pay to this kiosk as they do their, you know, as they do their test?
Well, I have the test itself is going to take simply like under a minute. It's going to take them probably about 30 seconds to get through that test. But I'm giving notification immediately. And so if the notification will come up and it'll say pass test for, you know, an individual, and I can look at that. If there was a notification to myself as a missed test, I will see that, and I have the ability to go back, review that at my discretion. It's captured. It's there. It will be there for as long as I need to go back on daily. You know, I could go back a week from now. I could look at it at 5 o'clock in the morning or at 5 p.m. It's going to give me that capability of having that captured test. But those results are given immediately to me, and I'm able to look at that throughout my daily work, which gives me a great deal of opportunity to and flexibility. Absolutely.
Talking with Diane McNamer, our guide from Sawyer County, where she's the criminal justice coordinator overseeing their kiosk. You can join in 800-642-1234. We'll get back to this conversation in just a moment. Stay with us on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about electronic testing kiosks for monitoring blood alcohol levels. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. These testing kiosks, they're popping up around the state. There will be more than a dozen counties using the automated system by the end of the year for court-mandated testing. And we're zooming in here on Sawyer County, which started using the kiosk in August. 24 people about with OWI offenses test at it. Do you think these breathalyzer tests should be automated like this or be done by court officials in person? What questions come to mind as more counties move in this direction with an automated device? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Diane McNamer stays with us. She oversees Sawyer County's kiosk as coordinator of criminal justice. Diane, let's talk about cost here. How much does it cost for someone to get tested?
Well, the actual costs are that the individual is self-funding this alcohol monitoring. So the cost can be set per county. Our hope is that we're able to not only provide that community-based testing service, but also that the individual is paying for this monitoring themselves. And in many counties throughout the state, if you're looking at a jail, deputy or a lieutenant to administer a test for an individual, there could be an out-of-pocket test. So this is no different in that regard. So the hope is that as we are just into our second month of testing here, that it will become income neutral to the county. Otherwise, the county was having to somehow absorb these costs, and difficult in today's times with the constraints on the budgets, et cetera.
Yeah, what are the upfront costs for a county to set up these machines?
Well, there's no actual startup cost for the jurisdiction of the county, and that's the beauty of that it's, again, self-funding, and that, if you can meet the amount of tests that would cover the cost. If not, then the county can pay that additional. If that comes to the point where there are so many individuals that are testing and there's beyond that that limit, then there is a lack of another term, a kickback back to the county of 35% of whatever revenues are generated.
So considering the number of people who are taking the breathalyzer tests in Sawyer County, do you see that number growing to use the kiosk? Are you trying to move people in this direction for monitoring?
I believe we are, in the sense that I'm a one individual that's in charge of this, and there's 7 days in the week and 24 hours in a day. So to be able to accomplish this in an efficient way, I think that this is going to give us the most opportunity to not impact our jail staff, as well as make sure that we feel that we are doing the best that we can to manage those with an OWI charge, and also to look at freeing up jail staff or any other individual that their salary alone and their cost and their time would be far more prohibitive in the long run than having someone pay for the tests themselves.
I understand this is a Minnesota company that's in this kiosk business. I wonder, are all counties in Wisconsin that are using these kiosks right now, are they all going through the same company?
To my understanding, they are. I'm aware that there is 8 or 9 counties doing this. I don't know of a Wisconsin-based company at this point, but we're only a couple of hours from the Twin Cities. So ability to have that maintenance capability, or if there is anything that needs to be hand monitored or any changes and so forth, is really quite quick. We can have somebody up here within a few hours to help us if we have any needs on the unit itself.
We're talking with Diane McNamer. She's the criminal justice coordinator for Sawyer County, and she oversees these automated kiosks that are popping up around counties. She's overseeing the one in Sawyer County that conducts breathalyzer tests for court-mandated alcohol screenings. Diane, do you talk with other counties about this? Are they on the same page that this is working pretty seamless for them as it is in Sawyer County?
You know, I've had the opportunity to talk to a couple of counties, and many of them feel that this is really positive, freeing up that staff time, being able to focus on other duties, the ability to manage, the jail bed population more effectively, and also just about the reliance and also the total compliance that we are getting. I think that once you're able to work with somebody and their work schedule, which varies quite a bit up here due to the weather and also due to the seasonality of many of the jobs, this works quite well. Rather than having you must report between 8 and 9 in the morning, which many times interrupts somebody's work day and their schedule and taking off, I think that people are actually appreciative of the ability to have somebody help manage within their own personal schedules.
Are you saying right now you're seeing total compliance in these first couple months that you're using this kiosk?
I have. I have not had any issues whatsoever. And again, our hope is that, and we heartily encourage, and many people do follow through in starting to get into their into AODA assessments and getting into many type of counseling and so forth. Again, this is a pre-sentence program that we're doing on this bond, and it seems to be working quite well for us. We've been doing bond testing for many years, and so looking back at to what we had to do and how many man hours were involved as opposed to this, it is truly night and day.
So this also requires the person to be taking their test publicly, in public, maybe people walking behind them as they come and go outside a door. Is there an issue with that, having this out in the open?
You know, I have not had anyone complain at this point. I understand, but that we that maybe somebody does feel uncomfortable, but it takes such a short period of time to do. But also, we have to have it at a place where there's going to be 24-hour access 7 days a week, and the Sheriff's Department is seemingly the best opportunity to do that, especially in a small county where opportunities like this are very limited.
Diane, if another county is thinking about adopting electronic breathalyzer kiosks, what advice would you give them and any potential roadblocks that they should be aware of?
Well, I would say that that it's going to save time and money ultimately, and that's one of our overall goals. The other one is purely about making an accountability, making some boundaries or some parameters for individuals that are facing some difficult times ahead in the court system. I think that they're going to have the reliability. And one of the unique things about this system also is there is the ability to email send messages to these individuals. For example, it's going to be down for maintenance, or you now have done so well, you can test on every other day. All that kind of capability that people are now relying on their smartphones and so forth. I think we've transversed that barrier from into the 21st century as far as electronic data, and I think that is very helpful to many people. But again, I think it's stable. It's got a great capacity for many tests. It's reliable, and the compliance rate is wonderful. I would hardly recommend somebody at least investigating, see if it would meet their needs, and then find out by maybe talking to another county or watching firsthand how this process goes. I'm thoroughly on board, and I hope others will be as well.
Diane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Diane McNamer is the Criminal Justice Coordinator for Sawyer County. She oversees her county's automated kiosk that we've been talking about for court-mandated blood alcohol level monitoring. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.